say that, and they say that, and they say that. Hey everybody out there in podcast world, it is your girl Angela Pride coming to you with episode 3. Today I want to definitely talk about winning and what winning means. It is a winning Wednesday and I'm definitely inspired today to encourage you guys on winning, giving you some tips on what winning actually means. And the title of today's podcast is going to be Winning Requires Work, or with winning you will have to work. However you want to spin it, it's going to require that you do something. You know, my favorite saying, my mantra is that action is required. So you are going to have to do something if you want to be a winner. And I always say as well that winning is a mindset. So it starts in your mind first. But I think that a lot of people in today's society really just feels like, you know, winning comes natural, or you've got winners and you've got losers. But that's really that's why I want to emphasize today that it takes work to win. You know, I have that winning mindset and I encourage others to have that, you know, which is why I have Winning Wednesdays. Winning Wednesdays came about because, again, it's hump day. You know, people always find a way to complain about just about any and everything. And so hump day is the middle of the week. So people are like, oh, you got to get over the hump. You got to get over this. So just like my Motivated Mondays, Wednesdays are just another day for you to walk in purpose, to reach your goals, to win, however winning is for you. And so today I'm going to talk about a lot of different aspects of winning, but I just really want you to keep in mind, first and foremost, that you're going to have to do some work. It's not just going to come easy. It's not just going to be natural. When you see people that are winners, you know, and I really, the first thing that comes to my mind is really sports. But, you know, in coaching and training, I have worked with a lot of people that did not start out with the winning mindset. But with that paradigm shift, with just, you know, a couple of months of working with them, they started to really embrace that mindset of, I'm going to be a winner and I'm not going to settle. I'm not going to make excuses. I'm going to put in my work. I'm going to do my due diligence and I'm going to go ahead and get that W. And that is what I want to encourage you guys to do today. But the thing is that, again, it's not easy. It's hard work. Hard work is definitely underrated in today's society, but you got to understand that you're going to have to put in the work to get your W. And, you know, one thing comes to mind for me, you know, I've worked with several clients, whether it's been personal or professional. I had one young lady that I worked with and she was struggling with weight loss. And again, her mindset was just totally off. And so, you know, after giving her different programs and different regimens and basically just coaching and encouraging her, I actually had to take a step back and tell her that I was no longer going to be willing to do it if she could not do that paradigm shift, if she could not, you know, get her mentals together enough to do the work, because that's usually what it boils down to, whether a person is going to be willing to do the work. You know, everybody has the capability. Everybody has that quote unquote potential. Everybody, but you got to turn that potential into reality. And if you're not willing to work, you're not going to come out with that W. So again, remembering that it requires work. And I'm happy to say that this young lady did get it together. She lost her goal weight and she kept going even after I stopped coaching her. So the thing is, it starts in your mind. If you are a winner, you're thinking like a winner. You're doing the things of a winner. You're doing the things that it takes to become a winner. You know, just recently, so this is May 2016, my son basically just had a really, really nice finish to his high school career. He plays football and he runs track, and he set some goals at the beginning of the year for some various things, and some of the goals he hit in football, some of them he didn't, but he really had a stellar football season. He ended up getting an offer to go to the University of Notre Dame, and he took that offer. He had several offers, but again, Notre Dame was what fit him best, and so he went with that. But, you know, although he's a football player and he already has a scholarship, he still set out to have a stellar track season, and he did that this past weekend on my birthday. Shout out to me, right? My birthday, May 14th. I'm still receiving gifts, y'all. It's still May. bring it on in. But anyway, y'all know I just like to have fun. I like to laugh. I like to encourage you. But anyway, long story short, he had his state championship on my birthday, and he brought home four. Not one, not two, not three, but four gold medals. And that is definitely not an easy feat. But the thing that I tell people about my son, people are talking to me about my son all day, every day now. And I'm excited about it. But what people don't know is the work that my son puts in. He's working when no one else is working. He has his mind set on it. Notice I said at the beginning of the year, or at the beginning of his senior year, he set some serious goals. And those things went through his mind, was going through his mind all year, as far as what he wanted to do, what he wanted to accomplish. And it has to be the same thing for you. You can't just, oh, I'm focused on that when I get to it. No, he was thinking about that. He and I were in particularly talking about the track season before the track season even got here. So again, for him to bring home four gold medals, you can only compete in four events in high school track and field. And so every event he competed in, he brought home a gold medal. So congratulations and shout out to my son. But I said that to just encourage you, because again, my son puts in work. He puts in major work. He's running. He's not a distance runner, but on days maybe that his track team can't run, or maybe they don't have practice, he goes on distance runs because he knows the importance of his lungs. He knows the importance of getting his wind right to make sure that he's going to be able to race on race day. Because you know, a lot of people see race day, and that's what everybody is calculating, and that's what everybody is banking on. But what they don't see is those practices. What they don't see is the days that you're doing the long runs when nobody else is, when everybody else thinks it's a rest day. So, you know, again, work is going to go along with your win. And without the work, there are going to be very few wins. And I know you guys have some stories that you want to share, so I want to make sure that you guys hit me up. Again, I'm new to this podcast thing, but you know, you guys can follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter at Coach Pride. Hit me up, and if you follow me, I'll follow you back, and we can DM, and you guys can share your stories with me, because again, it's not just about me. I just really want to encourage and uplift. I want to share real life situations with you guys. And also, in particularly business, you know, there are no wins in businesses without work. When you're a small business owner, when you're a solopreneur, even when you are a multi-million dollar conglomerate, you have to put in work. There are really no days off still. You know, people see you driving fancy cars and they see you taking vacations, but they don't know what went into your grind to get you where you are today. And so it doesn't mean that you've got to go around, you know, with a note taped to your forehead telling people what you had to do. But the reality is that there is a lot that you have to do, that there is a lot of action that is required. If you take days off, your profits are going to show that. If you take days off, you know, your workload is going to show that. It's going to show that you're not producing like someone who's grinding 60 hours a week, somebody who's grinding 70 hours a week. And as an entrepreneur, sometimes it really does turn into that for us. So, you know, if you're out there and you're starting your business, if you're out there and you want to go to a next level in your business, you just got to know you got to keep working. You got to keep putting in your grind. And that's not always easy. But again, it starts with the mental. It starts with you saying different things. You know, what are you reading? You know, I always ask people that, what are you reading? Who's pouring into you? Who are your mentors? Who are you talking to about your business? How are you making sure that your business is going to be successful? And, you know, being a trainer, I particularly talk to CEOs, you know, with small to medium sized companies, asking them, you know, what type of training are you doing for your people? Because what I've learned, you know, having been in corporate America, is that when people don't feel of value, when people don't feel like they're an asset, guess what? That's the type of performance you get. So if you're out there with a business, you need to learn to invest in your people. If you invest in them, then again, they will in turn be loyal to you. Look at the companies, look at the history of the companies, that have been seen as ethical companies, that have been seen as companies of integrity, how they treat their people. Now, everybody doesn't necessarily have it right, but again, I'm just speaking from a training standpoint and saying that, you know, in different companies that I've worked for, when they don't really have a nice training program, something that is trying to push me to grow, I'm a little disinterested, because it shows that they're not invested, they're not willing to invest in me. So why am I going to give that 110% to them? I can find another company that is equally better, probably the same pay, if not better, but that's willing to invest in me and push me to grow and become a better person. So, you know, all of this really coincides with winning, because if you look at your company and you look at their training, you know, if you're just doing online training, a lot of times online training is the type of training where you just check off a sheet. You do a checklist to say, hey, it's been completed. It may be applicable to what you're doing and it may not be. But a lot of times people just go through the motions with those types of trainings. So I encourage companies to, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be Coach with Pride, but, you know, find a training company, find someone that's going to come in and pour into your people so much so that they will be able to produce the results and the things that you stand for and the values of your company. So, you know, I said all that to say, again, winning is going, it's going to require some work though. It's going to require that you put in work. It's going to require that you show some things, action. You show what you're doing. You show what you're about. You don't just talk about it. You be about it. And, you know, one of the other things that I did a blog once before that, talked about winning doesn't always mean coming in first place. And because, you know, even before you get to the wins, there will be some losses. I can guarantee you that. And so with that being said, you still have to keep going. You can't allow your losses to deter you, you know, because in the process of getting to your win, you know, I think about the young lady that was struggling with the weight loss, and, you know, in the process of that, she had, in the process of her really enjoying certain types of foods and not really wanting to let those foods go, she had to get her mind right. She had to get her discipline in so that, and her self-control in, so that she could refrain from those things to reach her goals. You know, because if you don't sacrifice something, you know, and then this is, you know, kind of getting to your win. You have to learn to sacrifice something sometimes to get to where you're trying to get to. So, again, it's not always about coming in first place, because there's a lot of valuable lessons oftentimes. As a matter of fact, it should be a valuable lesson every time. If you take an L, if you lose, or if you, you know, get knocked down, you should definitely learn from whatever happened, so that the next time you can come back bigger and better and more prepared so that you can get that W. That has always got to be the mindset, you working towards that W, you working towards your win. Your win also, okay, so I'm going to shift a little bit. Your win may not be my win. And I think, you know, and I had said it, you know, you can go on to my social media, Coach with Pride. I have a Facebook page, and I had said this, like, I think in 2010, maybe 2011, something like that. And then Cam Newton said it, you know, and he had on a shirt or something that says win like you or something. Your win may not be my win. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. And again, I thought it was kind of funny because, again, your coach is on it. I'm always thinking of things, and I'm glad that we got social media now where you can kind of log things and put a stamp date on it. But anyway, your win may not be my win. You know what I'm saying? So your win may just be that you did get to it. You may not have gotten to the level that you wanted to as far as your profit margin is concerned or as far as your bottom line is concerned. But if you got to another level, that should be counted as a win. You know what I'm saying? Don't stop comparing yourself to the next guy. Just be the best you. Allow your business to represent what you stand for and be the best you. Let your business be, you know, stand on its own. Don't compare yourself to the next guy. You're always competing against yourself, especially for your win, you know, because you can't win like me. You know, when you look at me and you say, okay, well, this person's been in business for 6 years. You know, if you're just starting out, don't try to win like me. Win on your own level and win like you. Trust me, it's okay. It's okay for you to win like you. It's okay for you to not put yourself in a comparison with someone else. That's never good. That's never good. And the thing for me, like, a lot of people will talk to me and they'll ask me about different motivational speakers and things like that. And I really don't follow a lot of people, in all honesty. Like, I read a lot, but I don't follow a lot of people, because not for even the risk of plagiarizing or anything like that, because there's really nothing new under the sun, if we're all being honest. But I really try to feel what God is speaking into me and what he wants me to pour out, more so than, because sometimes when you listen to one person too much and they're in a similar industry to you, it's almost like programming. So for me, again, I'm trying to be the best Angela I can be. I'm trying to bring you guys the best cultural pride that I can bring you. And again, a lot of times that is has nothing to do with me comparing myself to someone else. You know, have you ever heard of, most speakers, especially motivational speakers, they always have great stories. And I'm like a seminar junkie. I will go to a seminar all day, every day. I'm just that type of person. I feed off of that type of stuff. And I think that's probably why I do what I do. But at the same time, those types of things excite me. But if you listen to that same person too much, it's going to definitely get into your mentals. You know, I'm the type of person where I take a couple of notes and I'll let what speaks to me resonate. And then I go on and I try to find some sort of inspiration from it, and not necessarily that same topic. It can be something totally different. So I'm saying all of this to say, you've got your own level. Be okay with that. You've got your own standard. Be okay with that. Don't always compare yourself to someone else, because sometimes it's false. It's like giving yourself a false perception of reality when you compare yourself to others. You know, again, it's okay if you're really just trying to, you know, get some measurables together. But again, trust me, whatever you've got going on, it needs to be authentic and it needs to be unique according to you and your brand and what you stand for. So win like you. Don't worry about winning like the next guy. The next guy may have gotten 4 awards this year, and you've got none thus far. But trust me, when you get that very first award, it's going to be like none other. And that's where you're supposed to be. Sometimes, too, you know, I have to tell clients, and when I do trainings and workshops and whatnot, you got to trust where God has you in your life. Because, you know, I believe, and again, I profess to you guys I am a Christian, but I believe that what God has for me is for me, and no one can take that from me. And so, with that being said, I'm not trying to be like the next person. I'm not trying to be like the next motivational person. I'm not trying to be like the next person that necessarily has a podcast. This was placed on me. You know, a good friend of mine gave me the idea, and I have been trying to get my voice out in different ways, you know, blogging, podcasting. I have a radio show, you know, doing different things. And so this was a perfect avenue for me. So when I, you know, initially tried it and set out, and I was like, okay, yeah, I like this. So it's not about me trying to be the next big podcast star. It's just about me trying to encourage you today to find your motivation so that you can be inspired. So that you can get up and do more, so that you can know that my win is going to require me to do some work, possibly more work than I did yesterday, possibly more work than I did last week, possibly more work than I did last year. So that's what I'm about, you know. And again, if I can reach that one person, if that one person can listen to my podcast and shoot me an email, by the way, if you guys want to email me at Angela@coachwithpride.com. I'm always available. I'll try to respond to you within 24 to 48 hours. But if you want to, you know, give me some feedback, you want to let me know what's going on with you, if you would like to set up a strategy session with me, shoot me an email and let me know so that I can do what I do best, which is the training, which is the coaching. So, but anyway, back to the podcast. So what did I say? I said winning is a mindset. I said winning doesn't always mean coming in first place. And I said win like you, because your win is going to be like nobody else's. It's going to give you that gratification that you need and only you can really receive. You know, if you waste your time chasing someone else's wins, you're never going to be satisfied. It'll never be good enough. You know, it's just like that song I played at the intro. You know, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. You know, like those words, like that song, first off, just gets me pumped up, makes me want to jump up and down, makes me want to go run, because it really resonates with me. Like, and even like I said, it's not like literal. It's not that I always win, but even in my losses, I'm winning. And you know, that's something that I've always taught my children. Even when we lose, we win. Because if you're losing, like I said, if you're getting that lesson, if you get that message that you were supposed to get, it's going to push you to go harder. It's going to push you to be better. It's going to push you so much that next time you're going to win. So how can that be a loss? You know what I'm saying? It's all in perception. It's all in how you look at it. You know, I talked about that in episode 2. How are you going to respond? If you choose to respond from a hurdle or from a quote unquote loss in a negative way, or if you choose to just quit because of that, then that is a loss. But as long as you keep going, there is no losing and continuing. There is no losing and continuing to chase that W. So you guys got to understand that, you know, that's what it's about. It's about how you're going to respond. It's about your mindset. It's about what are you going to do about it. So, you know, I hope that this podcast today is helping someone. Again, I'm going to take a quick break because I want y'all to hear another little part of the song. And I'm going to get a drink of water and I'll be right back with you guys. Okay. Thank y'all for tuning in today.
Down like strippers' booties go. My verses still be serving, tight like a million virgins. Last time on a college remix, now I'm on the original version. Can't never count me out, y'all better count me in. Got 20 bank accounts, accountants count me in. Make millions every year, the South's champion. Cause all I do, all I
do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up, and they stay there.
All right, guys, I'm back. Ludacris said some funny things in that song, but the thing that I really like what he said, you know, especially from a business perspective, I got money on my mind, and I can't get enough. You know, in business, it is about money. If people tell you it ain't about money, they're lying to you. You know, you're in business to make money, so If making money is your goal, which it should be for every business person, you know, go out and get your win, go out and get your money. You know, I started out when I was doing my workshop solely focusing on time management, because time is so important and it's so integral, and not enough people value time. And so, you know, to me, I always say time is money. If you're wasting my time, you taking money out of my pocket. And so I think that he said that real well. He said some other stuff that I may or may not agree with. But anyway, but I like that, because we've got to be honest with ourselves. When we're in business to make money. It's not about making friends. It's not about being social all the time. You can have those things, but your goal needs to be meeting that bottom line. Making sure that profit at the end of the year is what you know, set out for it to be. And that's the other thing. If you don't have a goal to win, if you don't have some sort of plan to win, I can tell you right now, you're not winning. And that's why I offer these strategy sessions, because a lot of people really just are just winging it, or just, you know, not asking for help, not raising their hand, not trying to grow. They just winging it. And, you know, when you winging it, you ain't winning, because you ain't even putting in the work that you need to put in, because you have no plan. So, you know, winning is about getting your money, getting paid. And what, you know, so for my son, to use that example, his win was those gold medals. That was his payment. He went out and he got his money on the last track meet of his high school career. And so for you, again, It's your bottom line. It's whatever you wanted that profit to be. It's whatever you needed to make. If you just needed to break even, whatever, so that you stay in the black and never in the red. So again, it's about that work. It's about going out. It's about going hard. It's about getting it. You know, what's Nike say? Just do it. It's about doing it. It's not about talking about it. It's about being about it. Being in it to win it. That's another one of my favorite sayings. I'm not just in this thing for sport. This isn't just a hobby for me. It isn't just something, you know, that I'm doing to pass time. You know, it's about making money. I have a degree in something totally different. I have a degree in biology. I'm doing leadership training now. So if I wasn't passionate about this, I can always go and get a job in the biology or chemistry industry. But that's not what makes my baby leap. What makes my baby leap is seeing other people grow. It's people coming up to me and saying, I enjoyed your training session so much because it was real. I enjoyed your training session so much because it wasn't robotic. I enjoyed your training session so much because you really made it applicable to what we're doing on a day-to-day basis. So that's what, you know, I'm about. That's a win for me. And even if it's one person, you know, a lot of times I do sessions with 30, 40 people and you know, workshops and seminars and things like that. And everybody know they don't come up to me and say, oh, well, it was fabulous. Oh, it really worked for me. But that one person makes it all worth my while, makes it worth me coming in that day and doing it. It makes it worth that half a day or that 2-hour workshop, whatever it may be. It makes it all worth it for me. So you got to figure out, though, how are you trying to win? What is a W for you? And walking in that thing every single day, not just on Wednesdays. I mean, I entitled it Winning Wednesday. I explained that to you guys because people are so apt to complain about everything now. Everything is a complaint. Our mindsets have really got to shift. We have so much negativity going on in the world. We've got to be the light. We've got to bring the sunshine. And that is what Coach Will Pride sets out to do each and every day. When people ask me how I'm doing it, and most of the people, and you know, some of my friends, of course, will listen to this podcast, they'll know. When I ask Angela how she's doing, I'm going to say I can't complain. I got no complaints. I woke up another day to walk in purpose. I woke up another day to win with an opportunity to win. That win isn't just given. I got to go out and do some stuff to get it, but I have an opportunity to win. And with knowing that, it's like turning a loose, a wild, you know, whatever, wildebeest or something. You know what I'm saying? Because it to me, there are no limits. The only limits on me are the limits that I place on myself, and I don't place limits on myself. I don't have any boundaries as far as that type of stuff is concerned. When it's about getting what I know is for me, when it's about going out there and getting my win, I'm all about it. I'm all in it to win it. So I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast today. I have definitely enjoyed coming to you and just talking about winning and sharing about winning. And I want to keep talking about stuff like this because, again, this is where I want that paradigm to shift. I want you to think from a winning perspective each and every day. Check out my blog, too. I'm on Blogger. It's Coach with Pride's Thoughts. You know, again, I'm not real consistent on that. I feel like I can be a lot more consistent on this podcast because as God gives me things, I can just hit you guys with 30 minutes to 15 to 30 minutes. And, you know, it's a good knowledge nugget. And it's something that I feel like, again, you don't have to just listen to this at one time. You can plug me up while you're on the cardio machine. You can plug me up while you're taking a walk with your dog or whatever. So I just think it's a lot more convenient. Make sure you guys share this blog or this podcast. Share it with your friends. If you like it, you know, favorite it. It's on Podbean. Download the app if you've not already done so. If you're sitting at your desk at work, you can listen to this. So that's what I set out to do. But again, I am going to bid you guys a farewell and a good day. And again, I hope that we will speak soon. Hope you guys will be hearing from me soon. Again, I really like what I'm doing here, and I want to know if you guys like it as well. So I am going to end this today. And again, y'all be blessed.